This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Marijuana recalls have affected products at more than 400 stores in Colorado, with one of the largest recalls occurring earlier this month. The products produced by 710 Labs had mold and yeast counts that were above state standards. Tess Edom, a scientist at CU Boulder, said there is no requirement that cannabis manufacturers identify the root causes of contamination.
That is required in food and in any other consumed good, but it's not required in something that a lot of people use as medicine, cannabis.
Part of that is due to a lack of federal regulation because marijuana is still federally illegal. The rash of recalls have hit the industry while it's in a prolonged sales downturn. Inmates in the state will no longer get the chance to tame wild horses. CPR's Megan Verlee reports the federal government is ending a 30-year-old program.
Colorado's Department of Corrections says the program could wrap up by the end of November. The state will have to relocate around 100 animals from Canyon City to other homes around the state. The Wild Horse Inmate Program, known as WHIP, gave inmates animal husbandry skills while readying Mustangs for adoption. Around 30 inmates and 5 DOC staffers are currently involved in the program. The employees will be shifted to other jobs, and the inmates will be assigned to different vocational efforts. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Delays continue at Denver International Airport tonight after earlier storms. FlightAware says to expect those arrival delays between 35 minutes to an hour, with departure delays around 30 minutes. This is CPR News.